No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 31st day of August. We made it. We're almost there. We're not quite there yet. We are making it through. And let's end well together as we begin a brand new week today. Today is the 31st day of August. Today we're reading Ezekiel chapters 16 and 17. It's a brand new week. We're reading and beginning a brand new translation. New International Version is our reading for this week. Ezekiel chapter 16. The word of the Lord came to me, son of man. Confront Jerusalem with her detestable practices and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says to Jerusalem. Your ancestry and birth were in the land of the Canaanites. Your father was an Amorite and your mother a Hittite. On the day you were born, your cord was not cut, nor were you washed with water to make you clean, nor were you rubbed with salt or wrapped in cloths. No one looked on you with pity or had compassion enough to do any of these things for you. Rather, you were thrown out into the open field, for on the day you were born, you were despised. Then I passed by and saw you kicking about in your blood, and as you lay there in your blood, I said to you, live. I made you grow like a plant of the field. You grew and developed and entered puberty. Your breasts had formed and your hair had grown, yet you were stark naked. Later I passed by, and when I looked at you and saw that you were old enough for love, I spread the corner of my garment over you and covered your naked body. I gave you my solemn oath and entered into a covenant with you, declares the sovereign Lord, and you became mine. I bathed you with water and washed the blood from you and put ointments on you. I clothed you with an embroidered dress and put sandals of fine leather on you. I dressed you in fine linen and covered you with costly garments. I adorned you with jewelry. I put bracelets on your arms and a necklace around your neck, and I put a ring on your nose, earrings on your ears, and a beautiful crown on your head. So you were adorned with gold and silver. Your clothes were of fine linen and costly fabric and embroidered cloth. Your food was honey, olive oil, and the finest flour. You became very beautiful and rose to be a queen, and your fame spread among the nations on account of your beauty, because the splendor I had given you made your beauty perfect, declares the sovereign Lord. And you took your sons and daughters whom you bore to me and sacrificed them as food to the idols. Was your prostitution not enough? You slaughtered my children and sacrificed them to the idols. In all your detestable practices and your prostitution, you did not remember the days of your youth when you were naked and bare, kicking about in your blood. Woe! Woe to you, declares the sovereign Lord. In addition to all your other wickedness, you build a mound for yourself and made a lofty shrine in every public square. At every street corner, you built your lofty shrines and degraded your beauty, spreading your legs with increasing promiscuity to anyone who passed by. You engaged in prostitution with the Egyptians, your neighbors, with large genitals, and aroused my anger with your increasing promiscuity. So I stretched out my hand against you and reduced your territory. I gave you over to the greed of your enemies, the daughter of the Philistines, who were shocked by your lewd conduct. You engaged in prostitution with the Assyrians too, because you were insatiable, and even after that, you still were not satisfied. Then you increased your promiscuity to include Babylonia, a land of merchants, but even with this, you were not satisfied. I am filled with fury against you, declares the Sovereign Lord. When you do all these things, acting like a brazen prostitute, when you built your mounds at every street corner and made your lofty shrines in every public square, you were unlike a prostitute because you scorned payment. You adulterous wife, you prefer strangers to your own husband. All prostitutes receive gifts, but you give gifts to all your lovers, bribing them to come to you from everywhere for your illicit favors. So in your prostitution, you are the opposite of others. No one runs after you for your favors. You are the very opposite, for you give payment and none is given to you. Therefore, you prostitute, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Because you poured out your lust and exposed your naked body and your promiscuity with your lovers, and because of all your detestable idols, and because you gave them your children's blood, therefore, I am going to gather all your lovers with whom you found pleasure, those you loved as well as those you hated. I will gather them against you from all around and will strip you in front of them, and they will see you stark naked. I will sentence you to the punishment of women who commit adultery and who shed blood. I will bring on you the blood vengeance of my wrath and jealous anger. Then I will deliver you into the hands of your lovers, and they will tear down your mounds and destroy your lofty shrines. They will strip you of your clothes and take your fine jewelry and leave you stark naked. They will bring a mob against you who will stone you and hack you to pieces with their swords. They will burn down your houses and inflict punishment on you in the sight of many women. I will put a stop to your prostitution, and you will no longer pay your lovers. Then my wrath against you will subside, and my jealous anger will turn away from you. I will be calm and no longer angry, because you did not remember the days of your youth, but enraged me with all these things. I will surely bring down on your head what you have done, declares the Sovereign Lord. Did you not add lewdness to all your other detestable practices? Everyone who quotes Proverbs will quote this proverb about you, like mother, like daughter. You are a true daughter of your mother who despises her husband and her children, and you are a true sister of your sisters who despised their husbands and their children. Your mother was a Hittite and your father an Amorite. Your older sister was Samaria, who lived to the north of you with her daughters, and your younger sister, who lived to the south of you with her daughters, was Sodom. You not only followed their ways and copied their detestable practices, but in all your ways you soon became more depraved than they. As surely as I live, declares the Sovereign Lord, your sister Sodom and her daughters never did what you and your daughters have done. Now this was the sin of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters were arrogant, overfed, and unconcerned. They did not help the poor and needy. They were haughty and did detestable things before me. Therefore, I did away with them as you have seen. Samaria did not commit half the sins you did. You have done more detestable things than they, and have made your sisters seem righteous by all these things you have done. Bear your disgrace, for you have furnished some justification for your sisters. Because your sins were more vile than theirs, they appear more righteous than you. So then, be ashamed and bear your disgrace, for you have made your sisters appear righteous. However, I will restore the fortunes of Sodom and her daughters and of Samaria and her daughters, and your fortunes along with them, so that you may bear your disgrace and be ashamed of all you have done in giving them comfort. And your sisters, Sodom with her daughters, and Samaria with her daughters, will return to what they were before, and you and your daughters will return to what you were before. You would not even mention your sister Sodom in the day of your pride, before your wickedness was uncovered. Even so, you are now scorned by the daughters of Edom and all her neighbors, and the daughters of the Philistines, all those around you who despise you. You will bear the consequences of your lewdness and your detestable practices, declares the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will deal with you as you deserve, because you have despised my oath by breaking the covenant. Yet I will remember the covenant I made with you in the days of your youth, and I will establish an everlasting covenant with you. Then you will remember your ways and be ashamed when you receive your sisters, both those who are older than you and those who are younger. I will give them to you as daughters, but not on the basis of my covenant with you. So I will establish my covenant with you, and you will know that I am the Lord. Then, when I make atonement for you for all you have done, you will remember and be ashamed, and never again open your mouth because of your humiliation, declares the Sovereign Lord. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, set forth an allegory and tell it to the Israelites as a parable. Say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. A great eagle with powerful wings, long feathers, and full plumage of varied colors came to Lebanon. Taking hold of the top of a cedar, he broke off its topmost shoot and carried it away to a land of merchants, where he planted it in a city of traders. He took one of the seedlings of the land and put it in fertile soil. He planted it like a willow by abundant water, and it sprouted and became a low, spreading vine. Its branches turned toward him, but its roots remained under it. So it became a vine and produced branches and put out leafy boughs. But there was another great eagle with powerful wings and full plumage. The vine now sent out its roots toward him from the plot where it was planted, and stretched out its branches to him for water. It had been planted in good soil by abundant water, so that it would produce branches, bear fruit, and become a splendid vine. Say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Will it thrive? Will it not be uprooted and stripped of its fruit so that it withers? All its new growth will wither. It will not take a strong arm or many people to pull it up by the roots. It has been planted, but will it thrive? Will it not wither completely when the east wind strikes it? Wither away in the plot where it grew? Then the word of the Lord came to me. Say to this rebellious people, do you not know what these things mean? Say to them, the king of Babylon went to Jerusalem and carried off her king and her nobles, bringing them back with him to Babylon. Then he took a member of the royal family and made a treaty with him, putting him under oath. He also carried away the leading men of the land, so that the kingdom would be brought low, unable to rise again, surviving only by keeping his treaty. But the king rebelled against him by sending his envoys to Egypt to get horses and a large army. Will he succeed? Will he who does such things escape? Will he break the treaty and yet escape? As surely as I live, declares the Sovereign Lord, he shall die in Babylon, in the land of the king who put him on the throne, whose oath he despised and whose treaty he broke. Pharaoh with his mighty army and great horde will be of no help to him in war, when ramps are built and siege works erected to destroy many lives. He despised the oath by breaking the covenant because he had given his hand in pledge and yet did all these things, he shall not escape. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says, as surely as I live, I will repay him for despising my oath and breaking my covenant. I will spread my net for him, and he will be caught in my snare. I will bring him to Babylon and execute judgment on him there because he was unfaithful to me. All his choice troops will fall by the sword, and the survivors will be scattered to the winds. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I myself will take a shoot from the very top of a cedar and plant it. I will break off a tender sprig from its topmost shoots and plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain heights of Israel, I will plant it. It will produce branches and bear fruit and become a splendid cedar. Birds of every kind will nest in it. They will find shelter in the shade of its branches. All the trees of the forest will know that I, the Lord, bring down the tall tree and make the low tree grow tall. I dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will do it. Jesus, we thank you for your word. Boy, we hear this harsh truth today. It's not harsh in tone, it's harsh in the truth of the reality of our failed part, our failed commitment to serve you and be in relationship with you. As we hear these words, God, may we realize and be awakened in our slumber to the part we play, the reality that we have to show up and own our own choices, our own thoughts, our own actions, our own deeds in this relationship with you. That you are not there just to do for us. You are not there just to provide for us and meet our every demand, but to follow you means that we are to surrender ourselves daily to you, to your ways, to your thoughts, to your actions, to your love and forgiveness and compassion. That does not mean this is for somebody else and everyone else. This means this is for each and every one of us who has ears to hear and eyes to see. May we be those people, I pray. We give you this week. Do all that you long to do. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi, DABCers. This is Joyful in Idaho. I'm asking for support and prayer through the healing process. I fell at work a couple of weeks ago and hurt my lower back, pelvis area, and my body's just having a difficult time. Having a lot of muscle aches and pains and back pain, and you know, you move wrong, you anyhow, if you've ever hurt your back, you know how it is. And I would appreciate prayer for strength to get through this while the Lord does the work in my body. Not to get through it, but to be able to keep up with all the things that I need, all the things I have to get done, with very little help within my home, without just being brought to a complete standstill from this. Anyhow, Pray how the Holy Spirit leads you. I appreciate your prayers, and I'm praying for you all as well. Love you, family. Thank you.
Good morning, this is Wendy from Michigan, and I just wanted to call in to pray for his redeemed daughter in Florida. You just seemed downhearted and just in so much pain, and I'm so sorry for that. And so I just wanted to pray for you. Lord, would you just please be with her today? I pray even when she hears this prayer request that she will be done with her treatments, and that ultimately, Lord, you will bring complete healing in her body, that you would be glorified in that, that she would be encouraged, that her faith would be encouraged, that she would not grow bitter. Lord, please, please just bring encouragement into her life and complete healing. And we ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Hello, this is Rachel calling from Arkansas, and I just want to pray that we'll just pray for all of the people who aren't saved right now. And I would like to pray for divine encounters with God and for just for him to call all of his people and all the people of this earth to know him in the strongest, most real way possible, and that he would, and that all his people would move and be encouraged to talk to neighbors and friends and coworkers and to everyone they encounter, to be emboldened with the word of God. We truly don't know the day or hour, but I really have had a lot of opportunities personally recently, and I was afraid at first, but I just want to encourage everybody, but that the rewards are far greater than the fear you feel at first. And that once you start looking for ways to tell everybody in your life, it's great. This is just a message for anybody who's hesitant to talk to that one person. You don't have to full on give your testimony. That'd be great, but like, just bring up the Bible. Just start that conversation. Just live in a way that shows God's love. It's healing to my life, and I want y'all to experience that healing for yourselves. Bye.
Good morning, DABC family. Just calling to lift up some of my sisters in Christ. One of them was trying to pass a nutritionist. I don't know if she's trying to pass the exam or get her license, and she was just coming up with a lot of roadblocks. I think she was from Maryland. Another sister, Renee, was from South Africa, and she was trying to pass her attorney exams that she was taking that morning. First, I want to lift up these two sisters. Lord, I just lift them up to you, Father, and I pray that you, Lord, would give them godly wisdom, that you would give them favor, Lord, and that they would be able to get the licensing and pass the exams and whatever else they need to do, Lord, so that they could continue in their occupation, Lord, to be able to support themselves, Lord, and just to bring glory and honor to you, Father, in each of those professions. Lord, I pray, God, that you would just give them a favor, as I said, Lord, and just fill them with wisdom and give them everything they need, Lord, in order to be able to be licensed. Father, I lift up the daughter of the silversmith. I know you were feeling discouraged, sister, and I just want to say I will be praying for you. God, just give her the comfort that she needs, the peace that she needs, and help her to continue to be strong as she walks this at times alone. I understand my husband does not believe in Christ, and I have been through many seasons where I just feel alone and discouraged, but God has been faithful to bring other Christians in my life in that moment and in those times, and I pray that he would do the same to you. Stand strong. Keep looking and keeping your eyes on him and not on the things around you. May God be with you, and may he surround you with his love, comfort, and peace, and give you strength. Thank you all, and praise be to God our Father. Amen.